from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo presents Prabonomics at World Economic Forums in Davos. Indonesia and UK share commitment to environmental preservation. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto was scheduled to attend the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on Thursday and present economic concept referred to as Prabowonomics. Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya disclosed it during the conclusion of the President's series of visit in the United Kingdom on Wednesday local time. He explained that at the forum, President Prabowo would serve as speakers and outline a number of economic concepts. In addition, he would also present the achievements of his administration during his first year as president.
Intinya beliau akan berbicara mengenai konsep-konsep ekonomi yang beliau.
Essentially, he will speak about the economic concept he has developed and implemented both before becoming president and since taking office up to now, and he will explain the results that the government has achieved over the past year. He referred to this as Prabowonomics, so you will see it tomorrow.
Prabowonomics. Jadi, Anda lihat aja besok.
After completing his visit to the United Kingdom, President Prabowo immediately continued his working visit to Switzerland on Wednesday local time. During his stay in Switzerland, the head of state was scheduled to attend and actively participate in the World Economic Forum annual meeting 2026 held in Davos. In addition, President Prabowo's agenda in Davos will not be limited to the main forum, but will also include meetings with a number of world leaders and global figures. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto met King Charles III of England during his working visit to London, the United Kingdom, on Wednesday, January 21st, according to Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya. The meeting between the two leaders focused on international cooperation in environmental protection and nature conservation. Anissa Audrita has the full report.
In a press statement delivered in London on Wednesday, Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya outlined several strategic agendas carried out by President Prabowo Subianto during his working visit to the United Kingdom. One of the key agendas was the meeting with King Charles III of England, which resulted in a shared commitment to environmental preservation. Teddy Indrawijaya said the UK government expressed its readiness to support Indonesia's efforts to restore forest ecosystems and rehabilitate national conservation areas.
Intinya adalah
at the core of the discussion is cooperation and commitment from the United Kingdom to help Indonesia improve ecosystems and support the restoration of 57 national parks across the country.
Pemulihan 57 taman nasional di Indonesia.
He further explained that the cooperation also includes support for conservation initiatives that have been implemented and are currently underway in several strategic areas.
Kemudian yang sudah berlangsung.
One of the ongoing programs is at Waikambas National Park, which focuses on elephant conservation as well as in Pesangan Aceh. The land there was originally owned by President Prabowo and was handed over to the state several years ago to be managed. managed by WWF, the Worldwide Fund for Nature for Elephant Conservation.
The Pusongan Elephant Conservation Program is a collaborative effort involving the Indonesian government, WWF Indonesia, and various partners, including the UK government. The initiative aims to protect the population of Sumatran elephants while supporting broader ecosystem conservation. Anissa Odrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia government is signaling a shift in Indonesia's digital future. The Ministry of Communication and Digital announced that the government is moving away from measuring success solely by connectivity expansion, instead prioritizing a trust-first framework to stabilize the nation's $360 billion digital economy. Dika has more details.
Indonesian Director General for the Digital Ecosystem Edwin Abdullah spoke about the 6Cs digital framework. It is connectivity, capital, competency, commerce, compliance, and catalysis. In a panel at annual World Economic Forum 2026 in Davos, Switzerland on Wednesday, January 21, 2026, Director General Abdullah emphasized the connectivity as trust, and Indonesia will prioritize establishing a foundation of trust before pushing for aggressive commercial growth.
Sequence and balance means that you can't grow without trust. You need to get trust before you grow. You need to have the capability before you go commerce. Yeah? You need directions before you direct your capital. Capital without directions, business without trust, commerce without capability will go nowhere. That would be the stumbling block of the growth of our digital economy.
Following this trust sequence is the implementation of the Personal Data Protection Law. Director General Abdullah revealed that discussions are ongoing regarding the establishment of a dedicated government body for data protection.
The discussions now whether it's going to be under the Ministries of Communication and Digital Affairs or it's an independent institution directly under the President. So, ideally, and in many other countries, it's just independent institutions.
He also talked about how the government planned to create an IP economy as part of the digital innovation hub. This system will protect and commercialize intellectual property such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. Hence, the importance of personal data protection law. Dikandayan Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian contingent dominated the para swimming events at the ASEAN Para Games 2025 in Thailand, collecting numerous records and medals at the 80th birthday anniversary stadium's aquatic center in Nakhon Ratchasima on Wednesday, January 21st. Indonesia's athlete delivered commanding performances and recorded outstanding achievements across multiple events. One athlete, Mutiara Cantik Harsanto, broke the women's 100-meter breaststroke record in the SB9 classification. She clocked a time of 1 minute 29.86 seconds to secure the gold medal for Indonesia and returned to the podium after winning silver in the women's 100-meter freestyle.
Bener-bener gak nyangka sih.
I honestly didn't expect it, especially in the freestyle event. To come away with a silver medal, the women's 100 meters freestyle was actually an additional event after my original event was removed and replaced with freestyle, which is not my specialty. But thankfully, I was still able to secure the silver. As for the gold medal in the breaststroke, I had expected as there has been significant progress in my breaststroke performance.
Udah menyangka kalau dapat emas karena memang ada progres yang signifikan di gaya dadaku.
String of records propelled Indonesia to win multiple gold, silver, and bronze medals in para swimming at the event. These results further strengthen Indonesia's position as one of the leading forces in swimming competitions at Asian-level multi-sport events for athletes with disabilities. Indonesia Minister of Youth and Sport Erick Thohir on Wednesday inspected the Indonesian contingent at the ASEAN Para Games held in Thailand from January 20th until 26th, 2026. On the occasion, he conveyed greetings and full support from the President Prabowo Subianto to entire contingent, urging them to win as many gold medals as possible and achieve the best ranking.
Bapak Presiden,
you have to stay focused. Don't get carried away. Mr. President sends greetings to all the contingents. The athletes who continue to strive, and God willing, we will certainly strive to win as many gold medals as possible, achieve the best possible rankings, and maximize bonuses.
The Minister of Youth and Sports stated that his presence was a form of support for the entire Indonesian continent, especially the athletes, so they could strive to the fullest for the country. Minister of Youth and Sports Erik hopes that Para Games athletes will demonstrate fighting spirit, achievement, and solidarity in the ASEAN region. Indonesia Minister of Tourism reports positive achievements in the national tourism sector throughout 2025. Various international awards were successfully won, serving as a foundation for strengthening quality tourism programs in 2026. The full report is presented by Kiki Purba.
Baru-baru ini Bali dinobatkan sebagai destinasi terbaik dunia versi TripAdvisor.
Indonesia's Minister of Tourism Widianti Putriwardana presented the outstanding performance throughout 2025 with hundreds of international awards achieved at the working meeting with Commission 7 of the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Wednesday. This achievement underscores the competitiveness of Indonesian tourism globally and strengthen its position as a world-class destination.
Pariwisata Indonesia menorehkan beragam penghargaan pada tahun 2025. Tepatnya,
Indonesian tourism achieved various awards in 2025. Specifically, 154 awards from various international organizations, a significant increase compared to the 66 awards achieved in 2024. Recently, Bali was named the best destination in the world by TripAdvisor, solidifying its position among the world's elite destinations.
Entering 2026, the Ministry of Tourism is focusing on developing quality tourism and travel safety aspect. Various strategic programs are designed to strengthen destination competitiveness in order to meet the increasingly diverse need of tourists.
Pengembangan pariwisata berkualitas lewat penyusunan pola perjalanan.
Developing quality tourism through the formulation of travel patterns. Muslim-friendly tourism, measuring the National Tourism Development Index. Designing action plan for the National Tourism Destination Master Plan, and so on. Then improving travel safety through synergy and risk mitigation, digitalization, and managing authority areas.
Building on the consistency of previous years, the Ministry of Tourism is now prioritizing 5 main pillars by enhancing safety, developing tourism villages, implementing quality tourism program, hosting events by Indonesia, and accelerating tourism 5.0, which focuses on integrated digital event permit processing. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian National Police is stepping up its fight against human trafficking and gender-based violence. With the launch of a new special ed directorate, the move signals a major shift toward a more victim-centered approach in the country's law enforcement. Putri Cahya Purnama has the details.
To strengthen the protection of vulnerable groups, the Chief of the Indonesian National Police, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, officially launched the Directorate of Investigation for Crimes Against Women and Children and Human Trafficking in Jakarta on Thursday. The establishment of these specialized units, now active across 11 regional and 22 resort police headquarters, marks a strategic shift in Indonesia's law enforcement approach. General Listio stated that the initiative aims to address the iceberg phenomenon of domestic violence and human trafficking.
Dengan adanya wadah direktorat ini, mereka akhirnya...
With the formations of this directorate, victims are slowly but surely begun to trust us, eventually finding the courage to report their cases. This is no easy task, as we must build their confidence to resolve this iceberg problem.
Dan ini saya kira bukan pekerjaan mudah, perlu meyakinkan agar kita bisa menyelesaikan permasalahan gunung es.
Referring to the Global Risk Report 2026, the general highlighted that the online and transactional organized crimes have become top-tier global threats, requiring immediate and sophisticated responses. He underscored the urgency of this unit, noting that victims are frequently exploited by international syndicates.
Mau tidak mau, Direktorat PPA dan BPO, walaupun dibentuk baru, namun
notwithstanding its recent establishment, this directorate is already up against international syndicates. Therefore, I demand that our personnel prepare themselves.
To support this mission, the Indonesian National Police has established 21 partnerships to tackle human trafficking, including 15 partnerships with international organizations such as UNICEF, UN Women, and the Australian Federal Police. It also plans to launch a special recruitment process for police officers with expertise in psychology and social work. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Ministry of Foreign Affairs through the Directorate for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens in cooperation with the Indonesian embassies in Yangon and Bangkok has once again successfully repatriated 90 Indonesian nationals from the Myanmar-Thailand border. In a statement issued in Jakarta on Thursday, the ministry said repatriation marked the third wave of returns to Indonesia, following the Myanmar's government's crackdown on online scamming and online gambling centers in Myaudi area. To date, a total of 230 Indonesians are still in the process of being repatriated in stages. The current repatriation process prioritizes those who have declared their readiness to cover their own return travel costs. Previously, in the first wave, 56 Indonesians were repatriated from the Myaudi on December 8, 2025, via the Myanmar-Thailand Friendship Bridge No. 2, followed by the second wave in which 54 Indonesians arrived in Indonesia on December 13, 2025. And that was the news.
kertasku kan melaju membawa surat cinta bagimu, kata-kata yang sedikit gila. Kertas mengingatkanku betapa ajaib hidup ini, mencari-cari tambatan hati. Kau sahabatku sendiri, hidupkan lagi mimpi-mimpi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Peresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponents.
Voice of Indonesia.
I just wanna say I love you. I just wanna say I love you. I just wanna say I love you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, dear listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder comes to you with the title Olele Marine Park in Gorontalo. Listeners, Olele Marine Park is located in Olele Village, Kabila Bone District, Bone Bolango Regency in Gorontalo. The distance from Gorontalo city center is around 28 kilometers and takes around 1 hour to drive. Along the way, you will pass through winding routes, passing residential areas with contrasting views. Olele Marine Park has unique beautiful underwater views in Gorontalo Bay or Tomini Bay. It is not surprising that local and international divers and underwater photography fans give it the nickname the Hidden Paradise in Sulawesi. Olele Marine Park is very popular among local and foreign divers because it has the rare Salvador Dali coral and the only one in the world which can only be found in Gorontalo. Olele Marine Park was declared a tourist area in 2005 by Fadel Muhammad, governor of Gorontalo at the time, to protect and preserve endemic marine biota, coral reefs, and other underwater beauty in the Olele Marine Park. The local government then designated this marine park as a regional marine conservation area in 2006. Olele Marine Park has unique coral reefs that are very easy to enjoy for beginners and professional divers. This beach also provides boat rentals with a price range of 250,000 rupiahs as well as diving or snorkeling equipment with a price range of 50,000 rupiahs. Olele Marine Park has several interesting spots that you can enjoy, such as the Jane Calf spot, which is located about 500 meters from the eastern part of Olele Village, the Whale Shark spot on Batubarani Beach, and the Salvador Dali Coral spot, which is the main attraction of this marine park. For those of you who are not divers, you don't need to worry, because the wooden boats with glass originally made by local people are ready to take tourists on tours across the waters to enjoy the beauty of coral reefs, fish, and other biota from the boat. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. And bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means at Tanjung Puting. You will listen a conversation about seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tourist guide at Tanjung Puting, Central Kalimantan. Chris was recording the moment when he told Naomi about the appearance of an orangutan. Let's listen to the conversation.
Lihat itu, seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon.
Oh iya, itu ada dua ekor lagi di sebelah sana.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabularies and expressions related to today's topic. Seekor orang utan. Seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. Let's listen to the conversation. Seekor. Seekor, which means a. Orangutan. Orangutan, which means orangutan. Muncul. Muncul, which means appears. Dari. Dari, which means from. Balik. Balik, which means behind. Pohon. Pohon, which means tree. Seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon. Seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon, which means an orangutan appears from behind the tree. Lihat. Lihat, which means look. Sebelah sana. Sebelah sana, which means over there. In the conversation, you hear the sentence seekor orang utan. Seekor orang utan, which means an orangutan. In the expression, there is a word seekor. Seekor, which means a. Seekor. Seekor, which means a, is determiner for one singular animal. In Indonesian, there are different determiners between human, animal, things, and different sizes. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions seekor, seekor, which means in another sentence. Seekor singa lepas dari kandangnya. Seekor singa lepas dari kandangnya, which means a lion escaped from its cage. Kami menonton atraksi seekor monyet di sebuah sirkus. Kami menonton atraksi seekor monyet di sebuah sirkus, which means we are watching a monkey performance in a circus. For your info, Tanjung Puting National Park is an orangutan rehab center in West Kota Waringin and Seruyan, Central Kalimantan. In there, visitors can see the orangutan feeding. Tanjung Puting also has three orangutans feeding spots, namely Camp Tanjung Harapan, Camp Pondong Tanggui, and Camp Leke. Before we end today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to another conversation.
Lihat itu, seekor orang utan muncul dari balik pohon.
Oh iya, itu ada dua ekor lagi di sebelah sana.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about seekor orangutan. Seekor orangutan, which means an orangutan. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tatapan cinta untukku, jatuh cinta, ku jatuh cinta. Rindu terasa mengancam dadaku, saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu, kasihku. Ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau, hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti, sampai kau jadi milikku. Saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku, hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu. Kau kasihku, ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau, hanya kamu di hatiku. Takkan pernah kan terganti, sampai kau jadi milikku. Jiwa ini, raga ini, memanggil namamu. Kau tahu sejak pertama bertemu, ku jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Berpisah Sudah by Keroncong Tujuh Putri. This group is from Bandung, West Java, that dream of keroncong music not becoming extinct, because if it is not preserved, it will be eroded by contemporary music genre. The keroncong music in the hands of these seven girls is pleasant to listen to. They want to change the image of keroncong music so it can be enjoyed by young people. One of the works of this group is a song entitled Berpisah Sudah, which was released on November 11, 2021, written by three of their personnel, namely Lala, Marsha, and Aprilia. It tells about the sadness because the separation that is experienced, and it's so unexpected, even though it was so beautiful to feel together with the lover.
Well, listener, here is Keroncong Tujuh Putri with the song Berpisah Sudah. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku berjalan di dalam kesendirian. Aku mencoba mengingatmu dan mengenangmu. Aku telah hancur lebih dari berkeping-keping karena cintaku. Karena rasaku yang tulus padamu begitu dalamnya aku terjatuh dan
dalam kesalahan rasa ini. Jujur, aku tak sanggup, aku tak bisa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sudah
Voice of Indonesia.